Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. You will have trouble believing this. Sunday seemed like another Sunday, but his spirit was so powerful and his words so uplifting, it actually took my breath away. Here's Sunday's prophecy. I pray you will take this in and be amazed and encouraged about how much God loves you. I am rejoicing over you. Heaven is singing for the Jesus in you. Celebrate with me. You're free. Lift your hands and heart for my miracle of life. I see you today. I see you spotless, a royal priesthood, chosen, called, dedicated to me. I see you holy and perfected by my Son's blood. Walk with me and celebrate with me over your redemption. Look up and you will see all creation celebrating my Son, celebrating my love poured into you. I rejoice over you with singing. Enter into my peace. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Come deeper. The waters of my spirit run deep. My strength is the joy of your understanding of my truth. It doesn't change with your circumstances. Put on the garment of praise. Put on my strength. Put on my joy. I will never leave or forsake you. You are forever chosen. One of my blood for all eternity. Wow. I am a parent, and like many of you, I have rejoiced over my children many times in their lives. What a joy it still is to celebrate them, to rejoice with them. We just celebrated my youngest 19th birthday with singing, dancing, fellowship, and a party that lasted a week. What a joy to be her dad. But how often do we realize that Father God has those same feelings and emotions and moments of passion and joy that he rejoices over us with singing? Do you doubt that is a real and physical depiction of God the Almighty? Look at Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is among you. He is mighty to save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. This is one of the most amazing verses in Scripture, describing the deep and abiding love God has for us. Oh, how hard it is in this generation to believe that God loves us, that God cares for us, that God treasures us, and that God is concerned about every detail of our lives. In the depth of our hearts, we have failed to believe that God really loves us. Yet Zephaniah declares a breathtaking truth about God's love. Breathtaking. Can you imagine this? That God is literally dancing over you with shouts of joy? Wow, how we have missed this beautiful picture of God's love. Have you ever thought about how beautiful must be the sound of his voice? How wonderful must be the song? How breathtaking it must be to see God dance? And it's all over you, his beloved child. Wow. He will rejoice over you with gladness. We so often underestimate the joy God has in his people. And we too often think God is annoyed or irritated with us. Spurgeon said, "Faulty as the church is, the Lord rejoices in her. While we mourn, as well we may, yet we do not sorrow as those that are without hope. For God does not sorrow, his heart is glad." And he said to rejoice with joy, a highly emphatic expression. He goes on to say that if God sings, shall not we sing? He did not sing when we made the world. Think about that. No, he looked upon it and simply said that it was good. The angels sang. The sons of God shouted for joy. Creation was very wonderful to them, but it was not much to God, who could have made thousands of worlds by his mere will. Creation could not make him sing. When all was done, and the Lord saw what became of it in the salvation of his redeemed, then he rejoiced after a divine manner. Think about this, and we can only discover this by reading God's word. Life changes dramatically when romance enters into our lives. Christianity changes dramatically when we discover that it, too, is a great romance, that God yearns to share a life of beauty, intimacy, and adventure with us. Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. This whole world was made for romance. The rivers and the glens, the meadows and the beaches, flowers, music, a kiss. But we have a way of forgetting all of that, losing ourselves in work and worry. Exodus 20, verse 5 says, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not share your affection with any other God. Tender and inviting, intimate and alluring, fiercely devoted, oh yes, our God has a passion and a romantic heart for us. In closing, would you ponder these truths? Do you know that God is consumed with you? Do you know that God thinks about you all the time? Do you know that God's love for you is immeasurable and unfathomable, and to such a degree that it transcends human understanding? Do you know that God longs for you to fall into his embrace and to cleave unto him with all your heart and strength? Do you know that God wants to be wanted by you? He wants to be loved. He wants to be cherished. He wants to be adored. He wants to be treasured. He wants to be worshipped. The psalmists say that God's thoughts towards us are so many and so wonderful that they cannot be numbered. I pray that you read this a second time and a third time and make it a reread every week so that you can understand and take it in and make it a part of your fabric of living and believing and seeing the world through his eyes. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.